A Western Massachusetts hospital is taking part in a national study to help determine the best treatments for the youngest victims of the opioid addiction crisis. The number of newborns who've been exposed to opioids has skyrocketed in Massachusetts, going from 3 births out of 1,000 a decade ago to more than 17 per 1,000 births. That's more than triple the national rate. Infants born with neonatal abstinence syndrome, as it's known, typically experience difficulty feeding, diarrhea, irritability, tremors, and occasionally seizures.
I wasn't really expecting it to be quite as awful as it was.
This mom, who asked to be identified only by her first name, Christina, had abused prescription painkillers before she gave birth to her daughter 2 years ago at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield.
I was terrified, yeah. I felt very guilty. I still feel very guilty. I feel like I felt at the time, no matter how many steps forward I took to do well and do better, that I just kept getting knocked back.
In 2009, Bay State treated 20 newborns for problems that came from being exposed to opioids. Last year, the number of cases was 112. According to Dr. Jeffrey Schenberger, the hospital's chief of newborn medicine.
This is a more of a regional center for caring for infants with neonatal abstinence.
Bay State is one of 9 hospitals taking part in a 3-year National Institutes of Health-funded trial study to determine which of 2 medications, morphine or methadone, is best for easing the suffering the babies experience as they go through withdrawal.
So despite folks across the country seeing an increase in the number of infants born exposed to opiates, we really don't have any firm evidence on the best way to treat it. And so this is the first well-controlled trial on a large scale looking at which of the 2 primary medications are potentially better.
Christina, who now advocates for opioid-addicted mothers and their newborns, says as part of the therapy, hospitals should keep baby and mother together as much as possible.
The couple of times that I did take a few hours off, it seemed she would always tank during that time. I'd leave a happy baby and go back to a very sick baby. I was able to see that in just her, and I was able to see that in the babies around us as well.
Doctors also believe the babies get better faster if their mothers are present, but that can pose logistical problems for most hospitals, including Bay State, according to Dr. Schenberger.
We're in the process of trying to develop a unit or a part of a unit where we can keep the mother-infant dyad together, because these babies need holding, swaddling, just like any baby does. But that is an important process, and it's very difficult to do if the baby is in an intensive care unit and the mother is being discharged.
Hospitals are required to report to the state when a baby is born who's been exposed to drugs. That triggers an investigation by the Department of Children and Families that could result in the baby being placed in state custody. Schenberger said the treatment strategy at Bay State is aimed at not only taking care of the babies, but keeping the family intact.
It wasn't too long ago where the primary thing was a sentiment that these babies should be taken out of the family unit. And I think for the most part, that's not in the best interest of either the baby or the family in general.
The opioid abuse legislation signed earlier this year by Governor Charlie Baker commits $3.5 million to help hospitals develop best practices for treating babies exposed to drugs and their mothers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.